Hi, I'm Anna Conchar. I work 2 days a week and run a multi-million dollar online business. I also have my MBA and I am a mom, foodie, and avid traveler. I started this show to teach you how to monetize the skills, knowledge, and passions you already have so you can put life first instead of work. Making money doesn't have to be hard or complicated or require you to grind 24/7 when you focus on the right things, and that's exactly what I'm going to teach you. So if you're ready to have more time, money, and energy to do what makes you happy and really live life, you are in the right place. Let's build your million-dollar side hustle. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to your Million Dollar Side Hustle podcast. I'm your host, Anna Conchar, and today I want to cover a topic that gets brought up a lot and is also a topic that I personally had to do a lot of research around when I decided to go full-time in my business, and then again when my husband left corporate world and we were fully self-employed and independent. And that is insurance and retirement when you're self-employed. Now, first of all, I just want to say that what I'm going to share with you today is not professional financial or accounting advice. It's just my personal experience. And like I said, this is a topic that's come up with a lot of my students as they go full-time in their businesses. And it was something that I was very curious about, and also something that honestly held me back from making the leap to go full-time in my business for a while. So first of all, for a little background of my story, when I started my business, I started it as a side hustle and I was freelancing on the side of my full-time job. And I was offering Facebook and Instagram ads as a service to small and local businesses. So when I decided to go full time or leave kind of that like corporate 9-to-5 traditional job to go full time into my business, I went on all of my husband's insurance at the time. So, you know, his health insurance and dental insurance. And then about 2 years ago, actually almost exactly 2 years ago, in February of 2022, my husband put in his notice at his corporate job and has now been at home full time since then. So when he left the corporate world and we no longer had kind of that traditional health insurance that you get from your 9-to-5 job, we had to look elsewhere. So now, since neither of us are in a traditional 9-to-5 corporate job, we get our health insurance and our dental insurance through the public marketplace. This is also known as like Obamacare, but basically each year you go in, you enter your information, your household income, and you can choose a public plan that works for you and your family. Now, I have done a lot of research and talked to different brokers about getting insurance through our business as a business plan, but I am the only employee. And honestly, the cost of getting a business plan versus going through the public marketplace, it doesn't really save us any money. So we've just made the decision, at least for the last 2 years, to go through the public marketplace when open enrollment is available. So just to give you an idea, because I'm sure you're curious, for both health insurance and dental insurance for our entire family, it costs approximately $1,400 per month. And that is, I will say, some of the higher end health insurance. Like, we don't have a giant deductible plan. It's a plan that's worked for our family, especially since we have young kids and also recently added to our family as well. But just to give you an idea of what we pay for those as being self-employed and getting our insurance through the marketplace. Now, you oftentimes can get a lower payment, especially financially, if you're not at the level that we are. Like, we don't get any kind of tax benefits and things because of our income level. But Still, it is about $1,400 for our entire family through the marketplace. Now, outside of like your traditional health insurance and dental insurance, I also have vision insurance, which I just go directly to the insurance company for. Again, not something that's really covered in the public marketplace. And then the other thing that I invest in is long-term disability insurance. So since a lot of my business relies on me personally for it to continue to run, and also that I am the sole financial provider for our family at this time, I made the decision a few years ago to invest in long-term disability insurance. So that way, if anything or for any reason, I wasn't able to work for a significant amount of time, my family wouldn't suffer financially. We would be fine and we could continue to live the life that we are accustomed to and what we have now today and be able to cover our expenses using that long-term disability insurance. And I was able to get this just through the same provider who I get my personal life insurance through. So I'm not going to talk about life insurance because that's definitely more in like the personal side than the business side, but that's also something that I invest in to cover kind of literally everything that could go wrong, but hopefully we'll never have to use. So that's really from an insurance standpoint. So originally went on my husband's insurance when I left to the corporate world. Then when he left the corporate world, we switched to the public marketplace, which we've been using for the last 2 years. And then outside of that traditional health and dental insurance, I also invest in vision insurance, which I go directly to the insurance company for that, and also long-term disability. Now, outside of kind of that, right, I also do have business insurance. And this I get through someone local, a broker who is local to me. But I actually started with a very simple policy that I got online through Hartford Insurance. I'm not connected with Hartford at all, but again, this is a question that comes up a lot with our students. And there are some really great options that are very simple policies that you can start with. And for me, when I got my first business insurance coverage, I just did it online through Hartford. Now, as our business has grown and we've started to add on things like in-person events like we did last year, what I need for business insurance has evolved. So I've gone through someone local whom I was referred to through my local accountant. So that really covers like all of the insurance side of things. So now let's talk about retirement, because that's a really big deal, right? Because again, if you're in America, more often than not, you have an IRA or a 401k. Through your employer. So when you decide to go full-time and work for yourself, that's something that you need to figure out, right? Because we don't want to work forever. I actually recently just looked up like the average age of an American is 76 now, which seems really, really young. And the average retirement age is 64, which that's crazy that it's like you're going to work literally 40 years of your life to like quote unquote, enjoy 12 years of it, like, or 13 years of it, whatever it may be. Like, that's insane to me, which is why we need to build these businesses that are really giving us the life that we want now. But I could go on a whole tangent on that, but I'm not going to. You already know that. That's why you're here. So let's talk about retirement planning, being self-employed. So first of all, I will say that what I have experienced in my business is that the returns that I get from reinvesting in my business are typically much higher than what I would see or what you would see from kind of a typical stock market return. So I do reinvest in my business quite a bit so that it continues to grow and we continue to make improvements because, again, from a return on investment standpoint, most of the time the investments that we make in the business have a higher return than what I see putting money into the stock market. But that being said, I still believe in planning for retirement, right? Because we don't, again, want to work forever. And I also have investments that I put money into that help make what I call work optional much earlier than 65. For this conversation, let's really just stick to planning for retirement because that's really kind of typically step one when you're thinking about I need to continue to think about the future, even when I'm self-employed and I don't have a traditional 401k or a traditional IRA through my employer. Hey there, friends. My goal for this podcast is to help as many people as possible build successful online businesses and have the money, time, and life you deserve. So if you know anyone who would benefit from this show, please share it with them. Send them a message, tag them in a post, take a screenshot of this and put it in your stories. Share it wherever you connect with your friends, family, or audience. I put in a lot of effort making this content super valuable for you, so I appreciate your help so much. Thank you, and now let's get back to the show. So again, typically when you're working with a company, your retirement is through them, right? And oftentimes it's a 401k. Now, the maximum that you can contribute per year as a solo person to your 401k, and this changes, it fluctuates a little bit each year, but in 2024, the max that you can put in your 401k is $23,000. Now, that doesn't include any maybe matching that your employer might do, but the maximum that you can contribute to your 401k through your employer in 2024 is $23,000. Now, when I was figuring out this whole retirement thing, when I was working with my financial advisors and my accountants, what they recommended I set up is a SEP or a self-employed pension. Now, this works very similarly to a 401k where the money that you put into it is not taxed, right? But the really, really cool thing about a self-employed pension is that the maximum that you can put into it each year is like three times the amount of a 401k. So this is a really big benefit being self-employed, is that you can actually put a lot more money into a SEP than you can into a 401k, which means that you can put more money into a retirement account and that money is not taxed. So it helps from a tax standpoint. So in 2024, the maximum SEP contribution or self-employed pension plan contribution is $66,000. So that means if you are self-employed, you can put away $66,000 into your retirement fund and it not be taxed. And that is, again, a huge benefit because that's literally almost three times what you could do through a 401k with an employer. So that's something that I really focus on for retirement planning, is contributing to that SEP each year. And you should definitely, if you're interested in learning more about your retirement options and self-employed pension plans or other options, being self-employed to help you plan for retirement, definitely reach out to your financial planner because they can help figure out what is the best option based on your goals and your own financial situation. So again, that's kind of like the big retirement piece that I have focused on since becoming self-employed, but there are other investments that I contribute to as well to help make that work optional an option for us much earlier than 65. Because if you remember, when you are contributing to something like a 401k or a SEP, right? If you take money out of those accounts before you're 65, you will actually be penalized, right? So there is planning that goes into also if you want to make work optional at 45 or 50 or 55, right? To cover kind of that gap between when you can access your retirement plans and when you actually want to make work optional. So again, this entire episode I wanted to share because these are two big topics that I think a lot of people think about when they're thinking about going in full-time into their business and being self-employed, because these things can be a little scary. It's a little unknown, right? The majority of this stuff is typically offered through your traditional corporate 9-to-5 job. But I want to let you know that figuring this stuff out isn't as scary as you might think. So again, what I shared today is just from my personal experience. It's not professional financial or accounting advice. But I do just remember when I was getting started, these were two topics that I had top of mind. And I loved hearing how other self-employed individuals were making sure that these things were covered when they went full-time in their business. So hopefully this was helpful. If you want to know more information, definitely send me a DM on Instagram. I'm happy to share anything that I know or things that I've experienced. But again, until next time, stay ambitious and don't let these things hold you back from really going after what you want, because it's totally, totally worth it. All right, my friend, I'll see you next week. Hey there, friend. If you enjoyed today's episode, then you definitely need to check out the Powered by Passive Academy. It is my program that teaches you how to make passive income with your own online course, membership, or coaching program. You can learn more about it at poweredbypassiveacademy.com/learn more. Or if you're ready to enroll today, you can go to poweredbypassiveacademy.com and I'll see you inside the program.